Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree. Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 4, and the week's topic is brand, tactical considerations. Today, our focus is message, not the medium, and works with truth number 17 in the book Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, everyone. Our topic for today is message, not the medium. This comes from truth 17 in the book Marketing God, and the title of that truth is, it is not the medium, it is the message. You know, every now and then, there is a topic that really sticks in my craw, and I have to say this is one of them. Have you heard the phrase, the medium is the message? That is the one that truly bothers me. And that's what I'm going to explain to you today. But before we do that, let's start with our Bible verse. The Bible verse is from 2 Peter 1, verse 19. And it reads like this. And we have prophetic word made more sure. You will do well to pay attention to this as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. The message here from this verse, pay attention to the prophetic word as to a lamp shining in the dark place. For that is where the clarity is. And that relates exactly to this topic. To explain this topic, let's start with how it originated. There was a Canadian Catholic professor named Marshall McLuhan, and he wrote this often quoted line, the medium is the message. Truth be told, he was pointing out that the medium influences the way we receive messages, and that part is certainly true. We take in messages differently depending on how we receive them. What we take in from radio is different from print, or is different from TV, or is different from social media. But unfortunately, his phrase is used colloquially to suggest that medium is more important than the message, and nothing can be farther from the truth. Let's start by understanding what a medium is. A medium is any type of vehicle that delivers information. So in this day and age, there are numerous ways that information can be delivered, from advertising to your website, email marketing, social media, bulletins, newsletters, radio. The list goes on and on and on. They're all types of mediums. You take in the information in different ways. You read it, you listen to it, you watch it. Maybe you're doing a combination of all three, depending on the medium. You know by now that I always encourage you to start with your message. And that is key for a few reasons. One of which is that if you start with your message, you can customize it to fit the various mediums. But, and this is critical, it is still the same message. consistency is what is key. We cannot let the various mediums change or contort your message. The message must stay consistent. That's why we like to start with the message and then deliver it through the various mediums. Do you know of Deacon Harold Burke Sivers? He is just everywhere these days. Such a fabulous guy. He has so many different platforms, so many ways that he's reaching people, touching people through his books and his speeches, his retreats, his coaching, his pilgrimages, his not-for-profits. But I'm going to tell you, his message is always the same. He wants everyone to develop a deeper relationship with Jesus. If that is what you want, he is there to help you. You're going to find out about him through different mediums. This is a perfect example of it being all about the message. His message stays consistent, not the medium. You get the same message regardless of which medium you access Deacon Harold through. Mediums change. Professor McLuhan, who we started talking about from Canada, who wrote that often quoted line, he passed away in the 1980s. Could he possibly have known at that time of all the various platforms we'd have today? Probably not. The one constant that we must always have is your message. Use different mediums to deliver your message, but make sure your focus is on your message. Reflecting back on the Bible verse from 2 Peter, your message is the lamp shining in the darkness. Ask yourself as you reflect on this podcast, what do you, your parish, or your ministry focus on? Is it your message or is it your medium? What needs to change to keep you focused on your message? And now a little note about next week. Next week, we are going to do an overview of marketing strategy. So we're going to look at some of the high-level steps of marketing strategy as basic building blocks for the work that you're going to be doing with your parishes and your ministries. I look forward to seeing each of you then. Take care.
Thank you for being here. We are so glad you listened in today. Look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. We invite you to join the Marketing God Facebook group, where we share additional tools, insights, and ideas with each other. Are you looking for even more insights? You can purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, online at your favorite Catholic bookstore or for larger quantities through the publisher OSV.